Yeah, in the Tirandaray, he picked up for $10 one of the rather rare Paganel wall clocks, and it was the Woodstock model. By the way, a lot of the Paganel clock models were named after Canadian cities and towns, so this rather strange-looking Woodstock model, he picked it up, I think, at a Salvation Army store for $10 in tax.
And you said it was a wall clock, Alan. What does it look like?
It's sort of a horizontal. The oak was the common wood for furniture and therefore Paganel clocks back then, so most of the cases were made out of oak. It's a wall clock with sort of a horizontal section with a plate railing around the top of it and a wooden pendulum rod that hangs down and swings back and forth. It's spring-driven, runs for a week. And he found that for $10, and it's what I joke sometimes I call a roadshow antiques type event, even for the museum here, because I had to make sure he was sitting down first. The insurance value would be up to $4,000.
Wow, for a wall clock?
For one of the Paganel wall clocks, some of their hall or grandfather clocks are valued at that level as well.
Wow. Are there other expensive clocks that are out there, some of the antiques?
Some of the earlier ones, we have examples that were made in the United States in Connecticut where mass production of clocks started. They date from the 1850s, 1860s. They have brass movements. They're driven by weights, typically for a day or for a week. You wind up the weights with a crank-type key. And some of those can be up to $1,000, the eight-day ones, for instance. And they came up from Connecticut, Seth Thomas label, but with Canadian peddlers' names on them. These are guys mostly in Leeds County, but Toronto and Hamilton, Canada West labels turn up as well. And these are people who just imported clocks and sold them door-to-door out of the back of a horse-drawn wagon. So Canadiana clocks and high on the list of people who collect Canadian clocks.
Now, how accurate are these clocks? Do they really keep a good time?
They're not as accurate as your best digital clocks today, but surprisingly good, even some of the ones from the 1820s, 1830s, where the Americans, the first mass-produced clocks out of Connecticut, had wooden gears and wooden plates.
Neat. Now, Alan, your story is so neat, the fact that you're a retired professor from Queen's University, and as we can all tell by, you know, you talking about clocks, that clocks are your passion, and you've been doing that for, what, about 12 years or so?
The museum's been open 12 and a half years. May I make one correction? Actually, sure. I'm a retired scientist from Atomic Energy of Canada near Red Chalk River.
Okay.
Which is why I'm living in Deep River.
Oh, okay.
But yes, the museum's 12 and a half years old. We've had close to 10,000 visitors. We'll hit that number in the spring. And through our website, in fact, just since the middle of 2008, over 300,000 visitors. So people searching for information on Canadian clocks find us one way or another.
Wow, yeah, well, I think if you Google Canadian clocks, you are right up there.
Yes, it would be from several links, in a sense, on the first page if you do that.
Why are you so fascinated with clocks?
Good question. I don't know. It probably goes back many, many decades. I started collecting clocks back in the, 35 years ago now.
And your own collection started the museum. When you started the museum, you had how many clocks? Hundreds of them.
Probably had about 600 clocks at that point myself, but since we've opened, we get lots of donations. We're a registered charity. We purchase on eBay, believe it or not, for people out there who sell things on eBay. Mm-hmm. We're over 500 purchases on eBay, mostly across Canada, and Snyder clocks out of Toronto, sorts of things that are of interest to us.
Now, if people, if somebody has a clock that they want to donate, is that something that you guys do too, take actual donations?
We actually take donations. We can issue tax receipts. Requirements are basically that it fits our focus, which is Canadian-made, Canadian label.
And I guess you see a lot of foreign clocks as well.
We do. We've got some representative examples of your 400-day sort of rotary type pendulum, the 400-day clocks, anniversary clocks, and a couple of cuckoo clocks as well that people expect to find in a museum, but they're mostly German-made.
Mm-hmm. And not made in Canada.
No.
What does it sound like? Because obviously you're not in the actual museum today because it's closed, but what does it sound like in the museum when it comes up to the top of the hour?
Well, just the ticking sound when people are in there. Most people find it comfortable. We've had a few visitors, a man, a woman, and a boy at different times who were very uncomfortable, but most find the clocks running, just comfortable on their own. And then on the hour, you do get several that strike the hours and two or three that actually chime with Westminster chimes, for instance, on the hour. And then every 15 minutes, you get part of the Westminster chimes song.
Wow, that's really... So, did you have to change a lot of clocks in your house today?
There were just three or four. And, of course, people have to remember, you've got programmable thermostats on your furnace.
Yes, yes.
You've got clock radios or electric alarms that wake you up in the morning. And I've got a couple of security lights that are on timers as well.
So that'll keep you busy on
Sunday. Those are three key things as well. And, of course, those are digital. You have to remember every 6 months how to change the digital timing in them.
Yes. Wow. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
It's great. I'm going to tell everybody that we're going to post the canclockmuseum.ca website on our Facebook page so people can check you out there.
People who collect clocks, in fact, there's a National Association of Watch Clock Collectors in Pennsylvania with chapters across Canada, and there is one in Ottawa. So if you Google Ottawa chapter and NAWCC, we welcome visitors.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.
All right. Great to talk to you.
Take care. Keep on ticking.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Alan Simmons is the man behind the Canadian Clock Museum in Deep River. We posted the link on the CFRA Facebook page, the site canclockmuseum.ca. More to come. The Sunday.